Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we look ahead to a weekend of African Champions League and Confederation Cup matches involving the teams from the Kosafa region.
We'll also look back at the recently completed Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers, where five teams from Southern Africa booked their place in the finals in the Ivory Coast early next year.
But we start with South African coach Morena Ramorebodi, who will lead Botswana club Jwaneng Galaxy in their tie against the Soweto Giants Orlando Pirates. He led Bafana Bafana to the Kasafa Cup title in 2021 and is now plotting the downfall of the Buccaneers.
In terms of the profile of the game for you in terms of your season, I mean, have you started your new campaign? How match fit are your boys? All of that kind of stuff.
We haven't started yet with the league. The first official matches we played was the qualifiers against the Vipers. We have been playing a couple of friendlies in preparation for the CAF Champions qualifiers. So we haven't really played an official match at the moment.
And do you view that as a bit of a handicap, given, I mean, the Pirates had quite an intensive August?
Yeah, to be honest, I think the match against the Vipers gave us an opportunity to gain confidence, because remember we played Vipers in about 7 days. Like, we played them and then we had to go play in Uganda within 7 days. So I think it gave us a bit of the minutes we needed, the confidence we needed. And at the same time, I think the couple of friendlies we played before the Vipers game were more like we were building on in terms of making sure that we get the quality right. Yes, you can't compare our match fitness to the one of Orlando Pirates. They have built, they have gained momentum. We have not yet gained the momentum in terms of how we want to do things. But I think we are at a stage where we can easily be able to identify areas that need to be corrected within our game.
The profile of club football in Botswana has improved a lot in the last couple of years. But is it still a significant away from South Africa, or do you feel that there is not much of a gap?
To be honest, the football is growing in Botswana, like you are saying, significantly in the past couple of years. We have seen players moving from Botswana to Algeria, Tunisia, Qatar, and all of those countries, because I think now the market is growing in Botswana. South Africa has always been their first option in terms of moving, but now we have seen players moving to Algeria. So that simply means that the football is growing. Yes, we can't compare the level of football in Botswana to the level of football in Botswana, in South Africa. Reason being, there are a couple of things that I think South Africans are doing, which we still need to come to a level where we will also be able to manage certain things better. One, number of matches, and again, cup matches, to obviously the period in which the league starts, because I think that's where South Africa is getting it right. They go to CAF Champions League matches. Already the teams have already played three to four matches. And under normal circumstances, you are able to see your team within three matches. How well are they? How bad are they? So it gives them chance to come to this stage of the competition, knowing exactly what they need to correct. So these are some of the elements that I think in Botswana will have to work on them to improve them. But yeah, I think the football is getting there. It's improving.
And what did Galaxy learn from the two legs against Sundowns, I think two seasons ago now, eh?
I think the same as what we learned against Simba, against Esperance, and many other clubs we played against in the CAF Champions League. To be honest, I think you start to realize how to manage the game, because CAF Champions League it's the high level where you play against champions from other countries, and that's where you start to realize that Mamelodi Sundowns, for them to be consistent in their game model, these are some of the elements they do consistently. These are some of the things that they push in their game to make sure that it influences how they want to do things. So I think we have also adopted certain things from the experience we got in the Champions League, and we wouldn't be able to get the experience if we do not get an opportunity to face and play against those giants, because I think they gave us the necessary experience we needed.
And is there still this thing in South Africa's neighbours, I'm talking Botswana, Lesotho, Swaziland, Namibia, of when the big brother comes to town, there's a real sense of motivation that you as a coach don't really have to do anything much to get the guys up for this game? Or is that perhaps fading away a little bit now?
Mr. Mark, let's be honest. It is something that is happening worldwide. And when you are in Spain, you get an opportunity to play Orlando Pirates, and you are in a different league to Real Madrid. Sorry, you are in a different league to Real Madrid. The motivation becomes automatic. You see supporters buying tickets differently from when there's a match against the team from the same league. So I think, honestly speaking, it is a motivation to play against Orlando Pirates. The reason being, let's be honest, most of Orlando Pirates matches are always on TV. So you always see them playing week in, week out on TV. So now people are saying, let's go and watch Le Barça. Let's go watch Ndondo. Let's go watch Saleng. So obviously it's a motivation on its own. But at the same time, as a coach, you need to manage the emotions, because that's where you need to make sure that players are not becoming too excited, players are not becoming too focused and ended up missing the points that will make them look good, and at the same time playing to win the match.
There'll be a lot spoken before this game about the fact that you know Pirates very well, they perhaps don't know you very well. In other words, in terms of the pre-match analysis. But as an experienced coach, how much of a factor is that actually? Do the media maybe overhype the fact that the one team knows more about the other? Is it really that big a deal for a match like this?
Really, I don't think really that really counts, because let's be honest, if you look at the Pirates game, let's make an example. The past three matches where Pirates was playing, you'll see their front four doing the same thing in all the four matches that I have watched of Orlando Pirates. They do the same thing. So that simply means that there's a point where they say, tactically, we become general. Whatever that we do in this match, it's what we can do in another match. They went to Jabal knowing nothing about Jabal. They went to Stellenbosch knowing more about Stellenbosch. They went to Cape Town City knowing more about Cape Town City. But the approach was more or less the same, because they understood that they are preparing for Joanen Galaxy, whom they know less about them. So for them to play well against Orlando Pirates, against Joanen Galaxy, they need to master the principles of making sure that they manage the game in general and certain aspects are done properly in their game.
And last thing I want to ask you, Coach, was in Botswana, do they still speak about 2010 when Gaborone United won or drew in PE and got that famous win over Pirates? Is that being referenced to you now this week in the build-up to the game?
You're right. They were even showing me some stats to say Orlando Pirates Most of the time when they play against teams from Botswana, they struggle to beat them in South Africa. So those are some of the stats that they were showing because, like you are saying, the issue of Gaborone. At some point, I was told there was a match which maybe I did not follow that much. They not won a game, if not Center Chiefs play against Pirates to a 0-0 in South Africa. So there are a couple of matches that they are referring to. And at the same time, for the mere fact that I once played against Pirates with my college team, take that and say, obviously, Pirates struggles against unknown opponents. So obviously, this is a game where there will be a lot of opinions, there will be a lot of untested theories, but the most important thing is to keep the focus and understand the importance of doing things right.
And that college game that you're referring to is obviously one of the great upsets of cup football history in South Africa. Can we expect much the same?
We are praying, we are preparing for that. We hope God Almighty will be with us so that we win again, we do well. Personally, I'll be very happy if the results can go our way because I think it will also be saying if you are a South African and you understand South African football, when you are in another country, you must influence football in that country to a point where people understand that only South Africans can understand South African football better.
South African side Sekhukhune United are in their debut season in the Confederation Cup, and coach Brandon Schutter is dreaming of going all the way.
So let me start by saying, I mean, obviously it's an achievement for any club to qualify for continental competition. I mean, for your club, how exciting to play now in African competition for the first time.
Yeah, no, we saw now today in training the excitement around the club. It's the first. For the club, it's also for a first for a lot of the players also in the club. So yeah, you can see the excitement and the magnitude of the game that's coming in terms of preparations, media department, admin, doctors coming. You understand? So yeah, there's a buzz about now right now this week at the club. Yes.
And then for a coach like yourself, I mean, obviously you pride yourself on your preparation. You know all the opponents in the league very well, and you can prepare accordingly. How tough is it to go into a game like this where you know very little about the opposition, where you don't get a chance to study them beforehand?
Yeah, it's a bit tough. Well, we are going a bit blind. Their league has been in recess or stopped for quite some time. So getting footage on them is not recent, you understand? And that's a challenge on its own. But for us as well, we want to, this preparation at this moment is preparing ourselves as best as we can. It is a home game ultimately. So yeah, we have to prepare as best as possible and put the front foot forward. With it being at home, we would like to take a positive result back to Kinshasa.
And then how do you, I mean, in your mind now, when you're playing against a team that you don't know, what do you do? Do you allow yourself 10, 15 minutes to have a look at what's happening? You make changes on the spot, you make changes as you're going along. How do you kind of adapt to a side that you almost discover on the hoof?
Yeah, no, of course, yeah. Preparation is going to be key for the first 45 minutes. Look, if there's a big disaster or some very dangerous situations from them, would they put us in some awkward situations, then we have to react. But I think the first 45 is going to be key, never mind the first 15. That's so important about how you start. But the first 45, getting to halftime is going to be key. And as coaches, then we can help from there as well. It gives us a better understanding about the team and how they play. And hopefully we can affect the game second half. But first half is going to be very, very crucial for us.
And what did you learn when you were when you did that one game with AmaZulu in the Champions League? What was there something significantly different about it? Something that you learned out of it?
Yeah, no, differently. Of course, what stands out, of course, is the amount of traveling that we had to do. We were playing in Senegal, and then just being in the African African countries as well. It's so much different to South Africa in terms of logistics, in terms of just the transportation you outside the countries. It's way, way different. I think South Africa at this moment in terms of facilities and infrastructure, we talk. But yeah, it's coming to DR, we're coming to DRC as well. So yeah, at first the game was moved to Zambia because of what was happening in the country. Now it's back in Kinshasa, and when I saw we're playing on an AstroTurf or on grass as well. So yeah, we're put on the back foot in terms of the away league, and that's why it's important for us to get some sort of result in this first league.
And obviously, I mean, you win this tie now, they've done away with that extra round, so you go straight to the group. I mean, that's a big incentive, eh?
Yeah, no, definitely. That's good for the club as well, especially especially since we don't have any sponsors at this moment. So yeah, it's a big plus for us.
Zambia had booked their place at the Africa Cup of Nations finals before last weekend's 1-1 draw away against the Comores in their final qualifier. And coach Avram Grant gives his assessment of where they are as a team.
You know, I came for the second round, more or less, you know, the last four games. I think it was good. The team improving in all the aspects. We took 6 points against Lesotho, winning against Ivory Coast, which we secure our qualification to Africa after a long, long time, which is very important for us. And the game yesterday, even it was gay that we decided about anything, it was good to see that the team came back for 1-0 and second and first half not so good. And second half we played very well with a lot of character. And we deserve also to win the game. I think Zambia deserved to be in Africa, you know. I was not here in the last three times, but it was not good that we was not in the Africa. We're very happy to be back to Africa, you know, all the good teams in Africa. We deserve to be there, and we show it by the group. When a strong team like Avon was in our group, so yesterday, Comoros, they're a better team, they're a good team, and we did our job. I think I said it, that there was a 12 players of us. It was really good. Even yesterday, Wagam, we felt their support. We came, they came, that was great. And then the home games, it was amazing. It was amazing to see games against Lesotho and the game against Lesotho. And the game against Ivory Coast was amazing by the fans. They supported us. I said there was the 12 players, 13 players. They pushed us like crazy. And the players, you see, it was running like make the need to run, and part of it is because of the supporters. And our home is a very strong one. We have a window, international window. We have, the president say, 2 friendly games in October, which will give me a lot of opportunity to see things that I want to see. Then we have the qualification for the World Cup in November, which I don't understand my club did it. You know, said to concentrate about Africa, and we need also to think about this. And then we come to Africa, we will do a training camp, which is very important for us because the players are coming from different environments, different clubs, different countries. So the company is very important for that. No, I know what I took. The president, Andrew, spoke with me about this. He said that he wanted to develop the football in Zambia. Spoke out how to do that. And more than this, qualify to Africa. This was the target. He said that a long time, like you said, long time we was not there. In time to go there. And we was not in a very good position in the group. So I'm happy that we did it. And, you know, step by step, we are moving forward. Speak about this a lot. We give them some ideas. As we said, we want to win. To see the team together on the pitch and off the pitch, and I think the players deserve good work because they are doing it on the pitch and off the pitch. They show a lot of mentality, good mentality. We came back from 1-0 down against Lesotho. We played 3-1. We played very good game against Ivory Coast also by the mental side, and yesterday also not great. If you say more than it's not good first half, and we considered going the last minute of the first half, and the players came, you saw the second half with a lot of character, with a lot of a good mentality. We did 1-1, it could be even more. Fans, I say, I love the fans. They are good with us. I feel them in the streets when I'm in Lusaka. I feel them away in South Africa and here. And the more than this, we find them in the stadium. The fans is really great, really great. We need them.
Bafana Bafana had already completed their successful qualification campaign in June, and so took on Namibia and the Democratic Republic of Congo in friendly games. Coach Hugo Bruce gave his views after the 1-0 win over the DRC.
to your thoughts as to how the team played, and also if you compare from the last game that we come from against Namibia?
So first of all, I had a feeling we played an out game today. It's a little bit disappointing that, again, and when you see today in the stadium, there were more supporters for Congo than for us. So I hope in the future that that we will have more support. You see today also when you have this crowd behind you, what that can give. Congo believed more and more. They grew in the game. They were supported. And we had some moments very difficult. And then you need them. But again, they were not there or not enough. And that's a little bit disappointed. I hope in the future that that we can have a better crowd than the last two games. The game, yeah, it was a tough game. It was a difficult game for us. And that's why I like to play those games, because you learn a lot about those games. We knew that we had a little problem because Temba Zwane is not there. So we needed to find a solution. I can't say that it was bad with Foster and with Zakele, but I don't think it was also good. So we need to be prepared for that, because it can happen also in the next games that you have that problem. Secondly, I think also that for this team for the moment, having 5-6 basic players injured, that it's also a little bit too much. Temba Zwane is not there, Mokoena is not there, Longwane is not there, and another few. I think it's a little bit too much. And we don't have really a solution for the moment to replace them. So this is also something we have to do in the future, because it can happen in AFCON. It can happen also for the next qualifiers in November. But at the other side, I'm happy with what I saw. I'm happy that we won the game, because that was very important. But again, there were lots of moments in the game that Congo was the better team.
That's it for another episode of the Kasafa Show. We'll be back in a fortnight from now.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.kasafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.